بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic book, Islamic laws for His Eminency Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Sistani, we reach to issue number 450, page 103, and we're talking with Hayth topic. Issue number 450. If a woman sees blood continuously for 3 days, now this is something normal for a lady to have blood for 3 days continuously. This is what we call it haid, and then it stops for a brief period before it's seen again. Then it stops for a brief before it is before it's seen again, and if the total number of days in which blood was seen and in which it stopped does not exceed 10, it means that all the blood from its beginning until it's finished, it won't exceed 10 days. It won't become 11 days. Only it is for the first 3 days that continuously, and then it stops for 1 day, 2 days, and then it comes back again until the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th days. Okay, all that will be what? All that will be hayd. Then the days in which blood flowed will be counted as of hayd. All that will be counted as of hayd, and the in-between period of in-between period of respite will be of obligatory precaution. Will be of obligatory precaution, during which she will do all that she should do when she is packed, and also refrain from all those acts which are forbidden to hayd. So now this lady, as we said, she sees blood for what? For 3 days. She blood for 3 days, and then after the 3 days, then the blood stopped for a period, brief period, for 1 day, or 1 day or 2 days. Then the blood comes back again, and it continues till the 10th, 10, day number 10, or 9 or 7. So what shall we say? We say that all this blood will be considered as hayd. Okay, so how about the period, a part, okay, even a part of day, but the most important, Sayyid Ali, the most important is that blood continue for 3 days. If it is less than 3 days, it is not hayd. It is not hayd. At least it continue for 3 days, then it stops for a part of day or a day, then it continue till day 10, 7, 9, 8, 6, 4. Okay? So, this part of day, as you mentioned, or the 1 day or 2 days brief period that she doesn't see blood in it, what she will do? She will what? That one is understood. But if a blood breaks for hours after the 3 days, if it is after the 3 days, yes, the same thing. You see, ladies, they know their natures. Now, if that the few hours they consider it something normal that the blood stops for a few hours, or it is not normal, it's a break. So if it is a break, if it is a break, how she will behave? Is she going to pray? Is she going to touch the script of the Quran? Is she going to enter and stay in a masjid? Exactly. About the few time, about the few hours, maybe 1 hour or 2 hours. It depends on. Okay? Yes. Now, what she do? Say Sistani said she has to behave, okay? Do all that she when she is packed, okay? And also refrain from all those acts which are forbidden to ha'ev. What is the things which are forbidden for ha'ev? Not to pray, not to touch Quran, not to read the Aza'im verses of Quran, okay? Not to enter a masjid, okay? And to what she do when she is packed, okay? Yes, all right. I'd like to repeat again, and in the between period of the respite will be of obligatory precaution here, during which she will do all that she do when she is packed, and also refrain from all those acts which are forbidden to ha'ev. Yes, as we mentioned that. Okay, is that clear, Mr. Ali? Is that clear? It's now, Mr. Ali, look. Which are forbidden to ha'ev. Which are forbidden to ha'ev. So, she has to pray, as you said, and she has not to enter a masjid, and she has not to... Yes, it seems to be yes. During which she will do all that she should do when she is packed. Yes. It is. You're right. She is going to pray. She's going to pray. Yes. Okay. Just give me a second to check it out. Yes. You're right. She has to pray. Okay, but she does. Her husband shouldn't come to her, and she couldn't go to visit Imam Hussein inside the holy shrine, inside close under the tomb, close to the tomb. Okay, she can go inside the holy shrine, but. Inside the hadra, she cannot go there. That's what Sayyid meant by as obligatory. She should do when she is back. Means she pray, and also refrain from all those acts which are forbidden to ha'av, not to have sexual with her husband. Not to touch the script of the Quran. Okay, if she fast in those days, she has to repeat fasting to make qada later on, and also that. Okay, I hope that is clear to you, Sayyid Ali. I hope it is clear. Issue number 451. If blood is seen for more than 3 days, blood is seen for more than 3 days and less than 10 days, and she does not know whether the blood is of a sore or a wound or of haid, she doesn't know. She should not treat it as haid. She does not treat it as haid. Why? because she doesn't know whether it is sore or wound or حيض.
Okay.
Now, issue number 452. If a woman sees blood about which she is unable to discern as to whether it is the blood of wound or of حيض, she should now continue to perform her acts of worship because she is not sure if that is حيض or not, except when her preceding condition was that of حيض. It means if she is sure that the past situation was what? It was of حيض. It was of حيض. That's the situation. Yes.
Okay.
Ah, yes. Here, look. Look, it could be استحاضة as you said. If a woman sees blood about which is she is unable to discern, she is unable to distinguish as to whether it is the blood of wound or of حيض. She could not distinguish whether it is the wound of استحاضة or wound of or blood of حيض. So she should treat it as what? She should continue to perform her acts. It means to pray or to fast if she was during Ramadan. Okay? Perform her acts of worship, except when her preceding condition was that of حيض. But if her situation before it was حيض, so she will consider it as حيض. But if her old situation wasn't حيض, so she cannot consider it as حيض. So it is not استحاضة, not استحاضة. Yes. You see why it is not استحاضة? Because she is unable to discern it between whether it is blood of wound or of حيض. She doesn't mean it is استحاضة. Yes. Now, issue 453. If a woman doubts whether the blood she has seen, I know it is for the next issue is 453, but I'd like to explain that for you. Issue number 453. If a woman doubts whether the blood she has seen is of حيض or استحاضة. Now, here is the issue. Here is your issue. She should treat it to be حيض if it bears that properties of حيض. So, issue number 453 is different from issue number 452 because issue number 452, the doubt between حيض and wood, the blood of حيض and blood of wood. Issue 453, it's the doubt between the blood of حيض or استحاضة. Between حيض or استحاضة. So she will treat it as حيض. Issue number 454. If a woman is unable to decide whether the blood she has seen is of حيض or a virginity, she doesn't know either the blood of حيض or the blood of virginity, she should examine herself. How or what, which is the way to examine herself? She should insert cotton in herself and wait for some time. If she finds that only its sides have been, the sides of the cotton have been stained with the blood, have been stained, the it means the outside of the cotton has been stained with the blood, then it is virginal blood. And if the blood has soaked the entire piece of cotton, then it is blood of hayd. It is hayd. So here in issue 453 is the doubt between the hayd and the blood of virginity. To examine herself is to put a cotton inside herself and to wait for a time. Then when she takes the cotton out, if that cotton is only stained with the blood, so this is the blood of virginity. But if the blood soaked the cotton, so it is what? It is hayd. Now, with issue number 455, if a blood is seen for less than 3 days, now she saw blood for less than 3 days, okay, and then stops and starts again. After the 3 days, stops and starts again for 3 days, the second blood will be hayd. The second blood will be hayd, but the first blood will not be considered as hayd, even if it was seen during the days of hayd. You see, if blood is seen for less than 3 days, the first blood we will not consider it as hayd blood. Why? Because it has been seen for less than what? For less than 3 days, and start again for 3 days. As long as it is more than 3 days and less than 10 days, it is la. Not like that. Look, say, first of all, she saw a blood for 2 days, 2 days and a half. Okay, it is less than 3 days. Then it stops. Then she sees blood for 3 days. So which of them is hayd? Both of them or one of them? Don't forget, we mentioned the first when she saw a blood. Exactly. The second only is hayd. The second 3 days is hayd. Why? We didn't consider the first period not hayd because it is less than 3 days. That's it. But if we switch the position that the first blood was 3 days and the second blood was less than 3 days or more, or less than 3 days, so we'll consider all of it hayd, since it is what? Since it is less than 10 days and the first blood was 3 days. Okay, you see, if a blood is seen for less than 3 days and then stops and starts again for 3 days, the second blood will be hayd, but the first blood will not be considered as hayd, even if it was seen during the days of hayd. Why? What is the reason? The reason is because she was it wasn't for 3 days. It wasn't for 3 days. The second only, as you mentioned, exactly. Okay. Now, rules for hayd, menstruated woman. Issue number 456. Acts which are haram for a woman who is in the state of hayd. Prayers and other similar acts of worship for which wudu or tayammum or ghusl is necessary. Any worshipping act or any worship act which needs tahara, like ghusl, tayammum or wudu, okay, for hayd, it is prohibited. However, there is no harm in her performing those acts of worship for which Wudu, tayammum or ghusl are not obligatory. Example, salatul mayyit. Because with salatul mayyit, we do not need what? We do not need tahara. So anybody can perform what? Salatul mayyit. Anybody can perform salatul mayyit without any tahara. Without any tahara. Okay. Yes. Point number two. All those acts which are forbidden to a junub. All those acts which are forbidden to a junub. It means just like to enter the masjid, to stay in a masjid, to take something out of the masjid, to put something inside the masjid, to touch the script of the Holy Quran, to touch the name of Allah, the name of prophets, of infallible imams, and to read the Surah Al-Azaim, the four verses. It is not allowed for the ha'id. See rule number 361. Point number three, having sexual intercourse, it is haram for man as well as for women, even if only the penis glands may penetrate, and even if semen may not be discharged. In fact, the obligatory precaution is that the male should refrain from insertion even to an extent lesser than the point of circumcisions. Anal intercourse with the wife is forbidden regardless of whether she is in haidh or not. So any kind of sexual intercourse with the haidh is forbidden. Not only that, if somebody he did it deliberately, that he means that and he did it and he knows, so they will he has to pay one golden dinar I think for each time that he practiced with his wife. This is for tonight. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.